But the guilt that leads me to want to live better. So for someone in that position that's saying to themselves, like, I'm unworthy of prayer. I shouldn't be praying because I had a past or I'm doing evil. If you were unworthy of prayer, and if you were unworthy of worshiping Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would not have called you to worship Him. You wouldn't have the thought. So you should feel confident that that signal, that that lighthouse, right, in the storms and difficulties of dunya that's calling you to worship, is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's wonderful, beautiful way of reminding you that you are worthy. مَا وَدَّعَكَ رَبُّكَ وَمَا قَلَى. Allah has not abandoned you, nor does Allah hate you. So take advantage of that opportunity. Don't shy away from it. فَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ. The Quran says, race to Allah. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, what? بَادِرُوا بِالْأَعْمَالِ. Compete to do good. So don't allow a bad past to keep you from a good future. Don't allow a dark history to keep you from an illuminated present. Push in and be more confident in Allah than you are insecure of yourself. And understand that Allah loves you more than you love yourself. The third component sometimes that people struggle with prayer, and I did mention it, I know I experienced this as a new Muslim, is they don't know how to pray.